This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. Coming up, we talk about why Wisconsin GOP leaders are unhappy about a UW-Madison faculty vote of no confidence aimed at UW system leadership.
First, according to recently published arrest data from the Wisconsin Department of Justice, there's a growing split between the Milwaukee Police Department and most other law enforcement agencies around the state when it comes to the number of drug-related arrests.
While the number of those arrests in Milwaukee have been declining in recent years, they've been ticking up throughout the rest of the state. The numbers come at a time when many communities are dealing with heroin and other opiate-related issues, including overdose deaths, which have increased in recent years.
Keegan Kyle is an investigative reporter for the USA Today Network Wisconsin. He recently reported on these trends. Keegan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with Milwaukee. What kind of decline are we talking about in drug arrests there?
It's really substantial, actually. Just over the past few years, so from like 2010 through 2014, the number of drug arrests have gone down by nearly 50%, from more than 6,000 a year to less than 3,300. It's a really dramatic drop that has significant, almost shifts the entire statewide trend in terms of drug arrests.
Right. If you look at, you wrote in your piece, if you look at the state as a whole, the overall numbers are going down, but that hides something. Milwaukee dropped a lot. What's happening in the rest of the state?
Across the rest of the state, the number of arrests have actually gone up by 11% over the same period. If you look at Milwaukee's drop, you lost about 2,800 arrests in 4 years, but across the rest of the state, you added about 2,200. That's what I mean by when I talk about a split in drug arrests. Is in Milwaukee, you've seen this pretty dramatic decline, but a lot of that decline has been made up for by more arrests in other parts of the state.
Well, off the top of my head, I could see two ways to read that. A, there's less of a drug problem in Milwaukee now and more of a drug problem in the rest of the state. Or B, law enforcement is being done differently in Milwaukee than the rest of the state. As you dug into this, what did you see?
Yeah, I asked Milwaukee police about it, and they said there's been a conscious shift in strategies. They're not having patrol officers focus on drug arrests as much as they used to, and they're actually steering a lot more of their resources towards violent crime. That's definitely part of it. Across the rest of the state, as far as the increase, among the limited police departments that we've talked to, there's definitely at least anecdotal reports of increased drug use, increased attention on drug use. So those could be two common factors in why the number of drug arrests have gone up in other parts.
And I don't know how much the data spells this out, but do we know what kinds of drugs we're talking about? Is this a lot of marijuana arrests, or is this heroin and other opioids, meth? What goes into this?
Yeah, most of the drug arrests that are kind of containing these statistics involve marijuana. And then a smaller amount is your opiates, cocaine, and synthetic drugs like methamphetamine. In Milwaukee, the drop has been pretty much uniform across those drug categories, but in other parts of the state, the rise in drug arrests has been most noticeable in like opiates and cocaine, but also in marijuana and things like that. So,
talking to Keegan Kyle from USA Today Network Wisconsin about drug arrests on the state trends. A lot fewer of those arrests in Milwaukee, more of them, a rising number around the rest of the state. So going back to Milwaukee, and when you talked to the police department there, they're not saying we're not enforcing on drugs at all, right? How are they focusing drug-related investigations?
We didn't talk too much at length, but they still are, for example, participating in a regional task force that looks at drug crime. And they said they're still focusing on like high level drug crime. So you might be talking more about people who are selling drugs rather than like, your users. So they're still trying to go after that type of problem in the community.
And you also heard from State Attorney General Brad Schimmel on these trends. What did he have to say?
He declined to specifically address kind of this shift that the statistics show, but he did say that the state's approach to drug crime needs to be multifaceted. So not only, you know, should law enforcement be making arrests, but they should also be doing other things like, you know, diverting people into treatment programs and making sure that there are resources and other ways to try to cut down on that type of issue.
Now, Keegan, when we've talked to you in the past about arrest data, I know you're interested not just in what the data tells us, but in the data itself, if it's reliable, if it's good. And you found that in at least one case, it's a little sketchy with what the state reported for, I think it was Eau Claire.
Right. The University of Eau Claire Police Department really stood out in some drug arrest statistics that we looked at. So I called up the police department and asked them to review their statistics. And they found that scores of arrests had been mistakenly reported to the state and really skewed their statistics, so it made it look like they were had a much more aggressive crackdown on marijuana in particular than other UW police departments.
So do we have good numbers? Can we look at these numbers from the state when they say, here's how drug arrests are going, and think, okay, we've got a pretty comprehensive picture of what's really going on?
We're pretty reliant on trusting the accuracy of police agencies. So the state doesn't have a system to really check the authenticity of statistics that are reported by law enforcement agencies. The state just kind of accepts those statistics and publishes them online, kind of like a clearinghouse. And the federal government is the same way with its crime statistics. So if we want to look at the accuracy of statistics, we're left kind of going agency by agency and trying to look into that, like we did with UW Eau Claire. But the only reason we were able to do that is because it really stood out and there was something, an obvious question about whether what was going on.
And briefly, Keegan, is there any indication that there will be more standardization and streamlining so that these numbers can be more trustworthy?
I haven't really gotten into that issue, so I don't know. But it's a common question. I mean, I've been writing about crime statistics for years, and anytime you see a really bizarre trend, part of the question that you have to ask is, are these numbers reliable?
We'll leave it there for now, Keegan. Thanks a lot for bringing us up to date.
Thank you.
That's Keegan Kyle, investigative reporter for the USA Today Network, Wisconsin. He joins to talk about why drug arrests have declined in Milwaukee while they're rising almost everywhere else in the state, and what is behind those numbers.